Now, people flying out of Mitchell International Airport in Milwaukee may soon be able to help deal with homelessness when going through security. A new idea would place containers at checkpoints where people could place that spare change they empty out of their pockets. The money would go toward rental assistance and employment support for homeless people in Milwaukee County. James Matthey is the Milwaukee County Housing Administrator. He's here to tell us more about the plan. James, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Sure. Thank you for having me.
So if and when this goes into effect, if I'm flying out of Milwaukee, what am I going to see?
Sure. So we are designing our meters right now. So they will be about 6 feet tall or so. That'll be at all the security lines. It'll be some education language on there about our plan to end chronic homelessness, as well as containers for individuals to donate their change.
And where did this idea come from?
So I was actually on vacation flying through Denver's airport when I first noticed this last year, and thought it was just a really innovative idea as a way to kind of further a public-private partnership around homelessness. So I brought that idea here, worked it through the county board and the county executive's office, and got full support for this. So we're looking at being able to place these at all the security checkpoints this summer.
And is this working pretty well in Denver? From what you know, people are willing to lighten the load as they get on the plane?
Yes, that was the amazing thing about the research. So when I got back home and looked at the finances, they were able to raise over $280,000 in 3 years, which kind of blew my mind when I looked at it. So we certainly aren't going to get the kind of traffic necessarily that they do in Denver, but I think this will be a great way to have some permanent private money to put towards homelessness.
And so that money comes in one nickel at a time. Then what are you going to do with it? What exactly happens to help deal with homelessness?
Sure. So I think the innovative thing about this that we came up with is 100% of those funds will go to the Greater Milwaukee Foundation in our Housing First endowment that we set up with them. So again, this is another public-private partnership where 100% of these funds go directly to rental assistance, case management, and employment services. And for your listeners, I think the important part of this is 100% of this goes to our clients and their services. There's no administrative money from Milwaukee County or any of our service partners with us, so folks can be ensured that 100% of the funds go to actual services.
Talking to James Matthey, Milwaukee County Housing Administrator, about a new program that will be collecting spare change from people who want to donate it as they go through the security line in the airport in Milwaukee. James, can you give us a sense of the scope of homelessness in Milwaukee County these days?
Sure. We've made a lot of progress in Milwaukee County. We announced our plan to end chronic homelessness September of 2015 with the goal of ending chronic homelessness within 3 years. I'm happy to report that we are approaching that goal, and we hope to be the largest county in the nation to accomplish that later this fall. The important thing, though, is not to just say congratulations on any of that. It's really about where do we move our homeless system in the future. So we know using the Housing First philosophy that providing permanent housing with that Housing First philosophy is the solution for homelessness. So really what we want to do with private funds once we end chronic homelessness is really focus on individuals that are at risk of homelessness, going through our eviction system, different things like that, to really keep the homeless numbers trending in the right direction. Milwaukee County seen about a 40% reduction in overall homelessness since our community adopted Housing First in 2015. So we really just want to keep moving that needle forward going into 2019.
You kind of breezed through that there, ending chronic homelessness as a near-term goal. That sounds huge.
It is. It is. We're very excited about it. And really, it's taken so many different community partners, Milwaukee County, the City of Milwaukee, the business community, the Milwaukee Police Department, District Attorney's Office. Our whole community has really adopted this Housing First model and really looked at homelessness differently. And I think we'll be able to be a leader around the country using this model.
Give us a sense of, you know, I know everybody's story is going to be different, but take what we may think of as a typical person in Milwaukee County dealing with chronic homelessness. Walk us through what they've gone through in this Housing First plan.
Sure. So really what Housing First means is that we view housing as a solution to homelessness. So when our community was doing homeless outreach over the years, a lot of times we would ask individuals if they were engaged in their mental health treatment or if they were engaged in their alcohol and drug treatment or if they're taking medications, those are different types of things. The Housing First model, the big change is we're able to take individuals who have been living on the street sometimes for over 10 years and put them immediately into permanent housing and then wrap voluntary services around them after the fact, and that's really made a big difference. So individuals are getting their basic needs met and then are able to focus on treatment, they're able to focus on employment and those other things. But it's really important that we provide that permanent housing access to individuals off the street as quickly as possible.
And are you finding that as people, after being homeless, maybe for years, once they have that housing in place, that security of the housing, is it easier for them then to deal with, the mental illness problem or the addiction problem or whatever might be going on in their lives?
It is. That's the win-win, as we talk about it, with Housing First. So the quality of life for the clients we serve obviously is through the roof, but we're saving an incredible amount of money through the data that we track with Medicaid savings, reductions in jail days. We're saving a considerable amount of Medicaid funds for people not going to emergency rooms anymore, not going back to our behavioral health division. So it's one of those rare instances with public policy where the quality of the lives of the folks we're serving is dramatically better, but the cost savings is really immense.
Yeah, thinking about somebody living without a home, being homeless, thinking about all the time and energy that would go into solving so many of the problems that are solved if you have a home. Where do you put your stuff? Where do you find a bathroom? Where do you clean up? Like, having all that off the plate has got to make it easier to deal with other problems in someone's life.
Absolutely. Some of what our data has showed is 100% of the individuals that are in our Housing First program accept voluntary case management and voluntary services. So that we were a little surprised about it. But again, when the folks we serve feel that their basic needs are being met, and they're seeing that they can trust the system a little bit, they're willing to accept those services, they're willing to do job training and those different types of things. So it's been really successful. The other thing that we've seen is the 97% success rate keeping these individuals housed. And again, it's pretty remarkable using this Housing First philosophy, working with people off the streets that have never been successfully housed before, to have that level of success in our community really says something about the model.
And stepping back into the airport for a moment, when will these security line change donation meters be popping up?
So we're working on our prototype right now. Our goal, it might be a little aggressive. We'll see how we do. Might be for the 4th of July holiday.
James, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
That's James Mathey, administrator of the Milwaukee County Housing Division. He was with us to talk about a new plan that could let passengers at Mitchell Airport donate their spare change to benefit the area's homeless population, help provide housing there, and talked about plans to end chronic homelessness in the near term in Milwaukee County.